Right, I'm lurking in the Fourth One Studios with Grant Stott. We've just burst in. You're in the middle of your show, Grant, but I've dragged you away doing a record. I'd love a bit of chat from the Scott sport world. Come on, bit of behind-the-scenes chit-chat.
Well, behind-the-scenes, everybody likes to know when things go wrong, effectively, and that's always a nice way to start. And I have to say, the biggest faux pas of the last season, I mean, we started sort of late October. I took over from Jim then, and there's been one kind of major faux pas on air, that is, since we started. That's pretty much down to me. I'll take full responsibility for that. And we walked in and got sat down, get ready to do the go live on air. We've got the old, you know, 30 seconds to on air count. We've got the guests and got them sat down, all mic'd up. We're all sitting, we're all good to go. The credits rolled, and camera one opens on a shot on me, and I then proceed to interview to open up the show with no microphone switched on, which kind of basically said I was getting picked up on the other microphones, which made me sound like I was in a toilet.
Nice.
So you can imagine it's the beginning of the live show. You're up and you're running, and then all you hear in your ear is, oh my God, Grant's mic's not on. So we went to a bit of VT and then quickly clicked it back on. I went, right, it's okay now, my mic's on, we can carry on, and let's have a look at the Dream Ticket competition. And then the wrong bit of VT came in.
Oh my God.
It was a really shaky kind of start to, because
Scott
Sports live.
Well, it is live, which is exciting. But I mean, you've got such a lot of experience, obviously, in the radio world. That's really no problem for you, is it? I mean, live, people go, But when you have a background in radio, it's a piece of proverbial.
Without a shadow of a doubt, the best background to doing television is to do radio first. That would be my best bit of advice to anyone who wants to work in TV, is work in radio first. But the difference with radio is to television is that everyone can see you.
Yeah.
And where in radio, you just have to sound like you're in control, but in television, you've got to look like you're in control. And you can't just turn to a record when things are going pear-shaped. With regards to behind-the-scenes gossip, the only thing I would like to say about Andy Walker is, as much as he likes to have a pop at my shirts and my dress sense, well, at least I can take responsibility for my own mistakes, whereas it would be rude of me to slag him off because his lovely wife, Carol, chooses all his clothes and irons them all and packs his cases all for him diligently.
No!
Absolutely.
Right, we're going to get him. We'll get him on this podcast one of these weeks. Well, here he goes. Here's a live link. Live link. Simulcast.
And here's Colin. Razor Light on 97.3 Fourth One. That is America, 24 minutes after 11. Colin's here. Hello, Colin.
Hello, Grant.
How are you, mate?
All right.
He's good. He's just settling himself in nicely. And while he's settling in, shall I play a tune?
Why don't you?
Go on, then.
So if you think people are sitting quietly during the music, clearly they're just sitting around gossiping. Listen, Grant, thank you very, very much.
Hey.
We'll look forward to seeing you in the Panto as well.
Panto will be up and running in, oh God, soon enough, December and January. So we had actually got the pictures taken for the poster last weekend. And
Goldilocks and Three Bears.
Goldilocks and Three Bears. Alan Stewart and myself will be treading the boards once again at the King's in Edinburgh. And looking forward to that. And so is my workload.
Yes, well, good. Well, don't have a breakdown, darling. We love you dearly. Take care.
Cheers, Alice.
Bye.